Today's The Best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Welcome along, folks. Another Glory Days podcast, PJ and Jim podcast. Another week. Another step closer to the ultimate end.
The ultimate end.
Anyway, it's lovely as we're recording this. Sun is shining. I can see through the windows of Nova Towers and it looks glorious. I can't wait for this to be over so it can go out.
Me neither. It's going to be an unusual start to this podcast as well because I have to start with a statement.
Oh my God.
OJ is a bollocks.
Who?
OJ is a bollocks. And this is what I love about this podcast and the people who listen to it. I was doing the Dublin Book Festival thing during the week, right?
Right.
And the guy that was he sat there and watched the whole talk and everything. Comes up at the end of the show and goes, "Come here, love listening to the podcast with you and Jim. Will you call me a bollocks next week?"
What?
Yeah, I swear to God.
He asked to be called.
"Come here, will you call me a bollocks next week?" So I says, "Yes, I absolutely will."
Right.
I said, "Not only will I call you a bollocks, I'll get Jim to call you a bollocks as well."
Absolutely, because I tell you something, OJ is a bollocks.
I don't think there's other audiences in the world where people say, "Come here, yeah, I've asked you a load of
times. Do us a favour, will you?"
Most other countries, give us a shout out when you're on air, will you, lads? Or will you say happy birthday to me daughter or me ma's birthday or me dad loves the show? Would you say, "Hey, how's it going? Good luck in the new job." Ireland, will you call me a bollocks, please? I love that. I absolutely love that.
It's a strange, masochistic kind of thing,
it is, isn't it? Yeah. Sit there through an hour and a half of me talking shit to come up at the end and go, "Call me a bollocks." You didn't do it in the live show. What did you do? Let's do it in the podcast. Yeah.
So. I know Jay was a complete stranger.
Very lovely fella, though. Him and his mate.
I mean, apart from
lovely.
Being a bollocks.
Apart from being a
bollocks. He was a lovely fella.
He's the nicest total bollocks I've ever met.
So what's weird about that is, right?
Yeah.
You know the way you regularly on the show, you know the way you regularly rip strips off the bomber?
Yeah, well...
There's another man who seems to kind of find some sort of... He seems to get some weird perverse...
Yeah, of getting abused. Yeah.
It's like, it's almost like he goes around saying to people, "See, now, PJ called me the biggest fucking idiot he's ever met in his life."
And this is a fellow now, he texts in the show regular. And honestly, I haven't said a good word about him ever. And to the point that I'm nearly endeared to his level of ability to take abuse. He's the biggest bollocks I've ever met.
Yeah. Other than OJ,
obviously. Yeah. You know, because at least OJ, he bought a book for me to write "You're a Bollocks" on it, which is something I don't think the bomber would ever do. But he does seem to get a bit of crack out of being the butt end of... I like it as well. I mean, I come in here every day. And, I had some incidents this week. Yes, I yawned a bit too hard and fell out of my chair. And I drank an entire cup of the worst coffee I ever had in my life, only for Jim to turn around at the end of it and tell me, "That's tea." So Jim takes the piss out of me quite a lot, too, and I enjoy it.
No, wait a second. No, I do not take the piss out of you. You're a good, dear friend of mine. All I do is tell everybody else what you did.
Well, there you go. Some people would say that's rude.
I just pass on your antics to a waiting nation. And you left out the fact that literally this morning, actually. It was this morning it happened. PJ is sitting there. We're on the show. It's live. It's happening. The show is happening. And PJ goes to pick up his cup. In fact, you didn't even go to touch the cup. You went to pour your coffee.
I went to pour the coffee into the cup.
Manages to knock his cup over. Right, breaks it.
Smashed
somehow.
It. Yeah.
Right, and then and on air goes, "Ah, bastard! Shit! Now I'm about to cut myself." We're 10 minutes into the show.
Jim goes, "We're 12 minutes into the show. We've had a bastard and two shits. It's a record even for PJ." He goes.
It's extraordinary. So I don't know. I'd never take the piss out of you. I merely shine a light upon.
Yeah, look at this fucking idiot. That's essentially what you spend a lot of time doing. Which, okay, Grant, I'm not saying I don't deserve it. I'm actually quite, the point I'm making is, I actually quite enjoy it. So that's all right,
you do it very well. But I have to say, that is one of the more unusual requests we've ever had.
Yeah, I know, it's good, isn't it?
To actively abuse somebody.
Yeah, that's what I love about Ireland, though. You know the way you can be sitting in a pub now, and you'll be talking about someone, slagging the hole off them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And remember, I'm the mad bastard, did this, and then he did this. Oh, I'm waiting. And then they'll walk in. And in a lot of countries, the place might go quiet. It might be a sort of a groupthink guilt that would take over that group, and they might say, oh, Jesus, that's bad. In Ireland, you walk in and you go, here's the fucking Egypt. Now, look at them. I'd say your ears were burning, you fucking daft bastard. And they go, what? What do they do now? Oh, no, we're just talking about every other thing. Don't walk into the wall when you're getting yourself a pint, you nitwit.
Yeah, like, you know, hasn't even been there.
Yeah, and just, hasn't even been there. He just literally walks in.
Yeah.
What? What do they do? Ah, we are you stupid bastard. We were just talking about
The other thing I love is, you know, is that you have to understand, you know, the line, you know, the line, right?
Yeah.
As in, so you could be there, right, and taking a slagging. You know, when you're taking a slagging, or any lad is taking a slagging,
yeah,
right? Loads of, and they're bouncing off you, or whatever, for whatever the reason is, you've done something, or you said something, or whatever.
Some
and
nonsense. Joe,
or whatever. And then one lad gets it wrong, and hits you with a slag, and everybody goes, ah, no,
too
fuck
much,
off.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
No, fuck off now, that's enough.
Ah, yeah, calm down.
Yeah, yeah. Who do you think? Who? And yeah. But I was just joining in.
But I was just joining in. He called me a halfwit.
You called him much worse than. Yeah. Ah, no.
He's after saying my head looked like a potato. I only wear glasses, so you know which is the front and all. Remember someone said that about me here? And all that, you know, and then,
that's right,
yeah. And then you get all upset and you go, ah, yeah, but look at you, you fucking jumper. It looks like someone took a shite down the front. You're like, it's my man knitted that.
And, yeah, the
2 months.
Place goes silent.
And it was, oh,
jeez. It's just because I was saying about his jumper having the bit of like the brown on.
We are,
yeah. Yeah, just enough.
He can't help it. He's got shit on
everything. No, you're Elvardy. You're Elvardy.
That's terrible.
You're Elvardy.
He's after calling El fucking he's after calling shitty. He's after pointing out the stains on him. Poor shitty was sitting there crying. It's a step too far,
isn't it? Yeah. And nobody quite knows why. It's always just that bloke, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not even really what he said. It's just that bloke.
It's just that bloke. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Typically you now put the too far. And you might, and you'd even be doing that. Poor shitty has been sitting here all day. Not a bother on him, enjoying himself.
And
you have to come in and point it out.
Think he doesn't know he's a fucking Egypt, do you?
Why do you think
he doesn't know it?
He's not.
Think you have to come in and point it out, do you?
Exactly, yeah. He's not called shitty for no reason. Leave him alone. Fucking hell.
Yeah, yeah. He's an awful, isn't he?
Yeah, oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's him all off.
Yeah, yeah. Just, yeah.
Yeah, just go over there and sit
just
down.
Just leave.
With.
Just leave.
But yeah. I only just said.
Just
get out.
Go.
Get out.
Buy shitty around on the way out. Nothing fizzy. He has that problem.
It is. It's a very subtle line, though.
It really is, yeah. It's hard to know where it is sometimes.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, as you say, you could actually hammer a lad. Like, you could really get... I've had lads slag each other about stuff that you think...
Same.
Oh,
you think it's
God,
way too much.
About their personal lives and about, you know, people, like, serious tragedies that have happened to them and all.
Big time, yeah.
And it's grand.
Yeah.
And then somebody comes in and says something innocuous like...
is that your cat outside the state?
Yeah, and... What? Look, and it's nearly fisty cuts.
It's like, yeah.
I just said your shirt. It looks like you could iron it.
Yeah, till you iron it, yeah. Iron your fucking head into the wall. Put a flat spot on you. Would you like that, would you?
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're like, oh my God.
It's like we've always said, the difference between, like, you know, when women talk about their mates
yeah.
and their friends, and men talk about their mates and their friends. That's not even on the same planet.
Not even,
they're,
nowhere.
They're literally separate species.
Separate,
women,
so much,
and
so.
Their interaction with their friends and stuff like that, by comparison, is just like lads just immediately try and seize an opportunity. That's your like express a weakness. No wonder they're trying to get lads to open up and be honest about their mental health and how they're feeling.
Because this is it.
Because
yeah.
all you really feel like you're doing is giving some other lad about 10 minutes of material.
Yeah. You think that, and that's the thing. That's the thing. When it gets serious, you think you're gonna get up and walk away, and they'll go, so he's lost the fucking plot anyway, isn't it? Jesus. Who knew he was a spacer?
Yeah.
Which actually doesn't happen. That's the thing. That's the great thing about lads is that it's much more likely to happen face to face than it ever is behind your back.
Ah, yeah.
You know, that's
and
the thing.
And in fairness, the other thing as well that happens is that if somebody does say something, like somebody gets up and they're offended or whatever, it never really gets to that stage of like, ah, oh, jeez, God, maybe we think we were a bit over the top or whatever. It turns immediately into, Jesus, he's lost his sense of humour, hasn't he?
Someone's got a bee in his gig. Yeah.
Huh? God, somebody's a bit snooty.
And everybody, the thing is, when you're slagging, every man knows what to say. What I love about, like, the likes of Jim is actually, but you come in, I remember telling him, I'm struggling, I'm in a bad way, and Jim just going to go, Jim, in fairness to him, goes, I don't know what to say to you.
I don't know what to say to you. You know what I mean?
But that's actually the best thing to do, because people fluff as well. Yeah. Whereas you just went, I have no idea what to say with this. If there's anything I could do, I'm absolutely 100% behind it. And then, when I got better, he goes, don't go mad again.
mind the simple direct approach.
Yeah, the direct approach, yeah.
I just don't want to be, you know when some people set themselves up or something? Especially with you, like the last thing anybody can ever do with you is go kind of, I tell you now, here's what, you know what I mean? Because you, people foisting things on you like wouldn't be. It's like that Billy Connolly joke about the lad running through the scene of the accident, you know, big motorway smash going, let me through, I'm an aromatherapist. You know that guy? Right. It's kind of, you know when a lad said, I'll tell you, okay, no, here, I'll tell you what to do, right? Because my uncle, right, he went through
it.
And
yeah.
It's like, oh, for fuck's sake, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
he did, right? He used to go up every morning. And he drink. No, that's not going
it's
to
not
fucking
gonna
help.
It's not going to help. It's not going to help.
Go see a professional.
Yeah,
man.
Go see a professional.
Go
yeah.
see a professional. Yeah, who
I don't have the answers. I'll go
about.
With you, but I'm not going to tell you what to do. Yeah.
I'll drive you.
Yeah, I'll drive you there. I'll be outside.
I'll be even, a chauffeur. I better not be your therapist.
Yeah. I'm not paying for it. But I'll do everything else. I'll do everything else.
That's fucking true. It's fucking true. So true.
Oh,
all right. Anyway, listen, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll give you a few of the bits from Jordan the Week, shall we? This week, actually, speaking of that now, talking about lads chatting with each other, we actually gave you a bit of clues. A bit of clues. What sort of English
is that?
Gave
you a bit of clues.
A bit of a clue as to what questions you should ask if you do want to get into a deep conversation with somebody. You know, if you want to get beyond the small
how
talk.
How to get into the how to find out more about someone without getting too in-depth. That's what they said. But when
exactly.
you hear the questions, it actually will let you make your own decisions
exactly.
about how it goes.
Also, strangely enough, Ed Sheeran's boxer shorts made an appearance on the show this week. Came as a surprise to all of us.
He's driving me up the wall the last 10 years. I swear to God. And this is just more of it. Honestly, it really is.
Do you know who loves Ed Sheeran?
No.
Ian Wright.
Ian Wright?
Yeah. You know... Ian, right.
See, that's he likes everyone. That's
yeah.
his problem.
He's nice a fella.
Yeah, he sees the good in everyone, unlike yeah. us.
I was surprised by that.
Yeah, we even struggle to see the good in each other sometimes. So.
Yeah, so believe it or not, why did Ed Sheeran's boxer shorts make an appearance on the show? Well, have a listen, you'll find out. Also, in our pursuit for the perfect male physique that PJ and myself have pursued intermittently over the years, we found out a new, even more efficient way of potentially shedding the pounds. Which involved somewhat unorthodox way of walking.
This is the way. Trust me. In the humanity's pursuit to get physically well without doing any exercise or putting in any effort, this is the most cockamamie one we've heard yet.
Absolutely. Yeah. Retro walking, they were calling it. You can have a listen to that. And also, then again, getting back to where we started, this idea of male bonding.
Yes.
Okay.
Just what we started off this podcast.
Literally,
with.
What we started with was the discussions of how males bond when they get together in a social environment.
And this one's even better because this isn't just about how they do it. This is the environment.
Oh, well,
this
worth
is where to do it.
Check it out. We'll chat to you on the other side. Yeah.
Glory days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Now listen, of course, as you probably know, RPJ Gallagher is the author of a best-selling book, appeared on the bestsellers list there last week, will continue to stay there as it sells. And of course, if you haven't got your copy and you want to get it for somebody, yourself or somebody else, of course, for Christmas, it's out there at the moment on the bookshelves. It's available from Audibles and Kindles and all sorts of ways. Madhouse is what it's called. Fabulous book from my good friend here, PJ Gallagher. I say good friend, but in it, you know, he does ridicule me. For being for having the ability to, I quote, say nothing about nothing.
It's not ridiculous.
For being the king of small talk.
He is amazing at it.
Unbelievable.
Jim is the only person I know who could talk for 3 days and say nothing.
But leaving that aside, I've risen above
the
ridicule. Because what happens then if you don't do small talk and you actually want to get into a deep conversation?
Well, you see, this
if
is
you
the
want
thing.
To have something meaningful.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? They say you can find out the compatibility of you, not just for partners, but for friendships or just like workmates or any of those things, by disguising deeper conversation as small talk.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
So now they're saying there's a way of doing it. And in fact, they've narrowed it down to 6 questions that you can ask that feel like small talk, but actually tell you quite a lot about the other person.
Right.
You know, so like one of those questions is, what's your favourite thing about yourself? Do you ever have a think about what you like, you know?
That's a small talk question.
Well,
you're saying general chit-chat with somebody on a kind of a whatever. You'd say to them, what's your favourite thing about yourself?
Yeah, okay.
I'm leaving the conversation
granted,
straight
it's
there.
It's ludicrous.
I'm actually going, God, just look at the time there. Sorry, I have to go.
Well, I'd disguise it again. You see, I'd say, Jim, you know, just checking, you know, your favourite thing about yourself would be that you walk with PJ, isn't it? I'd say it like that.
Of course you would, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd look back at you with a forlorn look and go, oh, yeah, of course it is, PJ. That's exactly right.
Yeah, so tell me more about that. I'd say, fill us in there.
Try another one.
Okay, here's another one. What is your go-to karaoke song and why?
Get off the stage.
Do you ever do karaoke? Yeah, you don't say it to us. You go, do you ever do karaoke? What song do you do? Why do you like it?
Right.
You know. And they say that's it might sound like a silly question, but you'd be surprised what it says. Go on, tell us what yours.
Well, I'd be able to answer that instantly by saying I don't do karaoke.
See, there you go. Literally unwilling to participate in fun activities. We learn a lot about you straight away.
Says the man who literally coined the phrase, organised fun is no fun at all.
Yeah, and that's why we get on. We have no will to do anything together.
We do not want to participate in organised fun of any sort.
Especially if it involves the other one of us. And I think that's fine.
Right.
That, to me, is a good thing.
So two down, right?
Yeah. What type of hotel would you like to stay when you go on a holiday?
Oh, right. Well, that's...
We both know this.
Fairness, yeah.
Top notch.
Yeah, five
super
star.
Super service.
Whatever the best. If there's six and seven stars,
seven
I'll have
stars,
that as well.
Helicopter pad. With a helicopter with a pool in it on top of this hotel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, okay. That's an easy one. Straightforward.
Oh, big time, yeah.
Brilliant.
Opening the wardrobe and there's a man standing there. Jeez, now! Close the door.
You know, yeah. That's my kind of hotel.
You know what I mean? I know that makes us snoozy gits, but I tell you something, no one loves luxury.
I embrace it.
And that's what they say. That's an important thing because it tells people what you like from a holiday, from a break, and they learn what that means, what that says about you when it comes to relaxing and enjoyment.
Right.
And so it's actually quite a good compatibility question.
Okay.
And then what three guests, dead or alive, would you invite to a dinner party?
I hate these.
It's an old one. It is an oldie but a goodie, they say.
Yeah. I hate these just because, you know me and my indecision.
You know
what I mean? There's just too many people that would be worthy of it. How are you supposed to... It's like asking somebody, what's your favourite song of all time?
Yeah, I'd ask you, Clint, and Hitler, just to see the look in your face when you come in and you're sitting there.
Right.
And,
interesting choice.
And then when you come in, I go, which one of you has invited him? I'm raging. And watch the two of you fight it out.
Yeah. Can you answer that? Would you... I mean, surely you couldn't just go, no problem, I'd have blah, blah, and blah.
No. Well, here's the thing.
I'm going to pull
a fast one, like you did karaoke. I would never invite anyone to dinner.
That's good.
Ever.
Yeah.
I'd meet a few people in a chipper for a bag of chips and go home after half an hour.
I think that's a worthy answer. If somebody says to you, who'd be the three people you'd most like to invite for dinner, dead or alive?
Yeah.
And I'd literally go, I don't do dinner parties.
Yeah, and if the dinner happens, I hope they're dead.
Yeah, so I won't be going.
Yes, I won't be going, so there you go. What one lesson... have you learned from heartbreak?
Are you saying that these are supposed to be small talk? And most of these questions, if anybody asks me, if this, you know, if you bump into somebody or whatever.
Yeah, the lad you used to go to school with.
And they start asking you that.
Yeah. Oh, Jim, so what are you doing? You're walking around the radio. Yeah, how's that going for you? Good. Yeah, weather's a bit mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come here, listen. What did you ever learn from heartbreak, specifically your first love? What?
Right. Look, my God, I can't stay and talk. Cheers.
I have to go. Because I don't want to do this.
Or actually, do you know what the perfect answer to that question is? What did you learn from heartbreak? Do you know something? Tell you what I learned. Never outstay your welcome. I'll see you now, right?
Never see you. So you should leave.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Now, coming up to the kind of... I don't want to even say the word because I know I don't want to drive you mad.
No, please don't do it.
So I'm not going to mention, but you know what we're coming up to, okay? That sort of season. And they do say that that is the season of goodwill, PJ. They do say that that is the time when...
Let me tell you what it is. The season of getting crap off people you never want.
Would you just listen for a second? Apart from thinking about yourself the way you always do and what presents you'll get and what you want people to get for you and all these kind of things.
Nothing.
Leave me alone. It's a perfect time... And a time when a lot of other people think about charity.
Yeah.
And doing stuff for those less well off.
And yeah, and do you know something? It's like a lot of people, you know the way some people go up to the charity shop and they leave in, you know, here's a half used bag of coal or jocks I only wore the odd time and all this. And the charity shops, they have to pay to get rid of your rubbish, basically.
Right.
And then there's people who give you jocks for Christmas and think they've done you in favour. I'll get
so
my own
jocks.
So
a lot of focus on jocks here. Can I just say that?
And there's a reason for it. Ed Sheeran, yes, I've not been a fan for some time. You know, him turning up at weddings and bothering people when they're trying to get married and everything. And he's donated almost 450 items of clothing to charity. They're all going to be auctioned off on eBay. Yeah, woo, good man yourself. Except worn pairs of underpants are in this.
Worn pairs
of underpants. Now, they're not dirty. It's not sniffables. But worn pairs of underpants have been... nobody wants your worn cacks, man. Come on.
Well, sadly, they do. You just don't really ever want to meet those kind of people.
Not the truth. Jeepers.
If somebody does want a pair of your worn underpants, they're probably not somebody you want to be hanging around with.
This is 149 pairs of boxer shorts are in this thing. Yeah, 20 jumpers, 11 pairs of trousers, 14
and
hats.
A part. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
But
six onesies. What sort of human being is walking around our home in onesies? That's not a baby. Yeah. Like, you know, you've six onesies.
The onesies, to be fair, I can understand them getting rid of it because the onesie phase has gone, isn't it?
Long gone. It normally goes after 3 months of age, you know.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Remember, there was that thing. Onesies were a thing a few years back.
Yeah, for nitwits.
That's what I'm saying. But thankfully, it's kind of gone. You don't hear people talking about onesies anymore.
No, they're long.
So he's obviously decided, Ed Sheeran's onesies no longer required.
Six onesies. A grown man is giving away six onesies. 73 pairs of socks. And seven pieces of Ipswich Town merchandise. Whoa, I can't. I'll be queuing up for that. So that's what he's doing. But used underpants, man.
All of the things you've read there, socks and underpants and stuff.
Yeah,
that's not your typical kind of celebrity auction there.
Not really, is it? I mean, especially when it comes to
like
a rock star.
A jacket that you wore on stage at Glastonbury or somewhere or whatever.
The guitar you recorded your first album with.
I get that. But like
signed, you know,
a pair of jocks that you just, I don't know, wore out once.
Here's a pair of jocks.
Even the fact that you wore them out once.
Yeah.
Like, although I suppose they do have to be worn to give them a celebrity kind of element. Because giving somebody just a pair of brand new ones is just, that's just weird, is it?
Like, especially if it's gone into
I only buy me jocks from Ed Sheeran. Do you not use M&S anymore? No, I don't go to Marks & Spencer anymore. Only buy me underwear from Red Sheeran.
I don't care how weird. It's so weird. It's like someone asking me, where do you get your jocks, PJ? I go, Jim McCabe, when he's finished with them. I just give them a rinse and I jump into them.
Now, you do realise,
That's what I do.
You do realise, of course, that you are venturing into dangerous territory here, you of all people.
How do you mean?
Because most people will probably say, well, where does PJ get his jocks? He uses them, he gets them from the gym.
I forgot all
when other people have used them.
That was an accident.
Other people leave them behind and he goes, that'll do for me. There's another good year and a half in those.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to rob that, you poor lad's pants. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's what I'm going to tell people from now on. Yeah, where'd you get your jocks? I normally make Jim an offer, like an auction. I'll give you five or five, Jim, five or six, Jim, six for six. I'll take six for six.
Do you want... Do you think the worn ones will go? They'll go for more money, won't they?
They will. There'll be some crazy fan put them on a flagpole in their garden.
Unworn Ed Sheeran jocks
are worth less than worn.
Are just jocks, no?
They're just jocks. Yeah,
like they're literally. There's no celebrity. Like,
no, they're just jocks.
He once owned
pennies
them.
Or marks or wherever
that's
he gets them. I don't know.
Why would you auction them?
Yeah, I don't know. You can literally just go to the shop and get them. Right,
just give them to people who might
as
need.
As you can with all the stuff, jumpers and hats and. Even onesies.
Onesies.
Like, what sort of person? Like, how does that happen? Jim comes in and says, I admit, I've been wearing onesies at home. And who turns around and goes, how much do you want for them?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
We've just been chatting when we were doing the Nova Noise. We were chatting to Liz, who was on her way to the gym in Stillorgan. But we need to get her back on the phone because she's going to go off to the gym and work out and do all that. No need.
We found a new solution.
We have PJ. We never got a chance to tell her while she was on the phone that she didn't need to bother going through all that rigmarole.
No, you don't have to do any of this anymore.
Or if she is going to continue to do it, She needs to get there in a slightly different way.
Backwards. You need to go there backwards. Don't be going forwards anymore, people. It's crazy. You know the way we've been recommended for years now? 10,000 steps a day is the secret to sort of keeping yourself physically active to a somehow healthy degree. Well, Dr. Michael Mosley has said, absolutely, yes, that works. But why put all that time into a 5 kilometre consistent walk or whatever it is when you can just walk backwards? He says walking 100 steps backwards is as good as walking 10,000 steps forward.
No way.
That's what he says. He goes, it's a weird practice. He says, but it's actually known as retro walking. No, it isn't. he says, it's
retro
been
walking.
That's what he says, yeah.
He says, remember back in the old days the way you used to walk?
I know, that's the thing.
Retro walking.
Nobody did it in the old days. Literally, there's never been a space in human history where we were walking backwards and someone says, yeah, have you ever tried it the other way? You can see where you're going and all. It's never happened.
Yeah, you're right. And when you call it retro walking, it makes it sound like, you know, somebody was doing, I don't know, like it was some sort of a cool way of walking in the 60s or something.
Yeah.
Where you used to drop your shoulders or something.
Yeah, where all those pimps with flares used to walk backwards in case they trip over themselves.
Retro walking.
Yeah, it's such, it's
so
a lot.
So 100 steps backward equivalent to 10,000 steps forward.
That's what he says. Have you ever heard such nonsense? And he goes, listen, in China, he says, it's a very ancient practice and it originated in Asia there and it's still very popular in China to this day. Come here. I toured China. I never saw anyone walking backwards. The Chinese people unbelievably walk forwards just the same way as everybody else in the world.
Shocking.
And
revelation.
And the weird thing is, your man Michael Mosley, that with China.
He's well respected. He's got TV programs and he's done, because he did the whole kind of intermittent fasting stuff and he's done lots of health stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe he's coming out with this.
All mad, stupid old stuff. Intermittent fasting.
Although I might give it a go. A bit of retro walking.
You can see now we're watching Jim walking into the jacks now backwards and all of the.
See, that is the dilemma is kind of like, where is it safe to walk backwards?
Nowhere. It's not safe.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't want a load of people out on the streets walking backwards and bumping into each other and walking out in front of cars and doing horrible things.
Walking around in circles in the park backwards.
Yeah.
Our lads with their golf clubs walking backwards after balls and everything.
Yeah.
It's like,
where do you draw the line?
And let's be honest.
Does he say where you're supposed to do it? On a treadmill,
anywhere, he says. Anywhere. You can't do it on a treadmill. You'd be all over the place.
Well, no, you wouldn't, because the theory of a treadmill, you stay in the same place.
You'd be all around the place then. Or all on your back and around the place.
Yeah.
It's just so ridiculous. And there's no way. It's this constant human effort to make sure you can do as minimal amount of exercise so you can blame the lack of progress on it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you know what I'm minimal doing input wrong. For maximum. Yeah, that's what we're all trying to do.
I don't know what I did wrong. I literally walked a half a kilometre backwards this month.
Yeah. What's the least I can do to be healthy or whatever it is?
Imagine even taking the dog out for a walk and the poor dog going,
which way are we going?
You need a helmet or something to be doing that.
And the other thing we should specify as well is that, you see, the trouble with all of these one-size-fits-all type arrangements, you know, putting that out there, you only have to do 100 kind of steps backwards. It's everybody's different. It's never the same for everybody. I mean, for example, can you ask a man to walk 100 steps backwards when he can't even sit in a chair while yawning? I mean, you know, it's not for everyone.
That's out of line. Everybody can walk. Not all of us can sit down safely.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Tony's a little bit worried. Tony the Greenkeeper was on. He's a little bit worried that when he finally gets your book, whether he ends up buying it for himself or whether he gets it as a gift or whatever it is, he just has a nasty suspicion it'll be literally the only unsigned book that exists in the country.
Yeah.
Because you've done... You see, that's the other thing, like, have you factored in kind of outside the pale?
Oh, yeah, I have, yeah. That's why we went to the warehouses, you know, they were shipped into a lot of the shops. Yeah.
You don't want to actually have to travel down yourself. I mean,
well, I have no problem with that.
Sending the books is one thing, but actually travelling down into the country.
I know.
You don't want to have to do that.
Well, it's just sometimes when we get to certain parts of the country, it's hard to get the translation done to hieroglyphics and everything.
And they don't always have working pens and everything. You have to be careful.
No. Well, yeah. I mean, you get out there now, it's Leitrim and stuff, and it's everything has to be read with a quill and written in, I don't know, we'll get to, we'll anyway, see how we get
Tony,
on.
Tony, don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. Listen, today, apart from being Friday, and Friday's always a good thing just in and of itself, being a Friday is good enough for me, but it's also, and here's something you and I should be celebrating, PJ. It's Friendship Friday.
Friendship Friday. Is it really Friendship Friday? Friday.
That's gas. Okay, admittedly, it's mainly a UK thing at the minute, right? And okay, admittedly, it is sort of aimed at kids and, you know, how to kind of like, you know, develop good kind of friendships and anti-bullying and all that sort of stuff. But I still think we should be celebrating Friendship Friday.
Well, here you go. This is correlates very well. AskMen.com, apparently some site all for lads and, you know, lads getting together, communicating and blah, blah, blah. And they've listed the top 10 male bonding experiences.
Brilliant.
So
we could do this today. Well, you and I together
today,
on this Friday,
yes,
this Friendship Friday, we could do these things, could we?
We could
to solidify our friendship and our bonding.
Yeah, now, before you jump in the deep end, right, you know, they always say that men need to communicate more, socialise more, be around each other more, in positive environments more,
okay,
rather than just sitting in a pub or whatever, you know, getting out and about and doing things. And I look at the list and some of them, you fix things together. Right, granted, you're in a motorbike club, I like that, you know. Well, I watch mads fix things, I can't, I just get hurt.
I was just going to say the idea. I'm not sure I'd go along if you James, do you want to come over and like fix some stuff?
No, I wouldn't. It wouldn't be for me.
Yeah.
But I'd
be shocked if you asked.
Yeah, but some lads do that stuff, you know.
If you
lads
turned around and said, Jim, will you come over and fix this for me? I'd understand it, but...
Yeah, but you're as bad as me. The two of us sitting here looking at our phone. Well, I can't understand it. Where's Clint? Clint!
Yeah. Okay, move on.
You know, that sort of stuff. Yeah, like a friend of mine works in a bank and someone went into him and says, I can't figure out the app. And he tried to look for it. And he goes, you haven't logged in your phone, your iTunes. You've no iTunes. You're no cloud account. And he goes, well, you're supposed to help me. He said, not with everything. Not with everything.
Yeah.
And then there's getting your hair cut, going to the barber shop. You know, that's always a social.
To be fair, I'd let you down in that score, wouldn't I? That would be weird if you said...
You're joking. I'd go in for a short back and sides and you'd go in for a short-haired back.
Actually, I still haven't taken that Grafton barber offer up yet.
Claire is dying to do something for you.
Dying to get her hands in my head, is she?
Yeah, she wants...
Understandable.
She wants to...
She wouldn't be alone there.
Shave every bit of you, she said to me. And then you can go working out. You can do that. But one of the things...
Working out?
Yeah, working out, get to the gym.
How am I going to get you back to doing that again? Oh my God, you're joking.
Yeah, it gets worse.
Right.
Like, I know, that's hard to get me to do. But one of the suggestions out of the 10 is go to a strip club. Like, honestly, I don't think that's a positive bonding exercise. Imagine me ringing you again and going, Jim, listen, I'm struggling a bit. I've taken a backward step.
Right.
I could really do with having a chat or meeting up, or maybe we could do something together. And you're going, brilliant. We'll meet you down on Honkers, right? A couple of nipples, an ale cocktail. We'll get to the bottom
be,
of this.
You'll be right as rain.
I'm here. What? Yeah, I'll meet you up there. Yeah. Diddy 90 is on. She's dancing today. She's going to be brilliant. I think we'll, you know, bring a handful of fivers.
You know, there are times when I question some of the surveys you find and some of the advice and stuff you get. But I mean, like, I don't think we should be too quick to judge here. You know what I mean? Like, in fairness, I don't know. Is there experts behind this?
No.
How do you know? There might be. Might be medical.
It's definitely
I just don't think we should rule it out too early. That's all I'm saying.
I was hoping we could go for a coffee, Jim. Maybe have a bun. No.
Buns? Is that what you want? I tell you, I know a cracking place. Best buns you've ever seen in your life.
It's hot buns and a pair of... Woo! That's what you're after.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
We were talking about this Friendship Friday. There was a survey done by Ask Men about ways that men can bond... You know, can increase their friendship.
Most
and stuff
of them
like
are
that.
All very good. Fishing, you know? Grilling, grabbing a beer after work.
Going to get your hair cut together.
Yeah.
But anyway, one of them, slightly controversially, was to go to a club where the ladies dance in the very little clothes
around
and everything.
The poles and all. I just think it's an inappropriate place to have proper conversation. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. Well, somebody just thinks they're in knots laughing at the idea. They said, imagine the poor girls trying to maintain all of their... Lisa, this is, trying to maintain their sexy pouts and poses and everything with us there.
Yeah,
I think the implication is that we'd be kind of there going, you'll catch our death in that. Put something... I tell you, she's going to be freezing.
That'd be it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd
be the thing. Why she'll fall over in them heels? Would you not get a pair of runners?
That's exactly the thing, isn't it? It'd be the two of us sitting there in a strip club and me saying, Jim, I really need to tell you something. I'm not feeling great. And Jim goes, I'm sorry, I'm distracted. How would you not put on a hat?
Freeze. Because yeah, it's freezing in
it's
here.
It's got to freeze.
I'm freezing. I don't know what you're like.
Sorry, PJ. What are you saying?
Yeah, yeah.
My hands are cold.
Yeah. And actually, seeing them fishnets, that reminds me, I need to do a thing with the shores this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to have to get them gutters done. Shit.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
There we go, a few of the bits from during the week on Morning Glory. Thanks a million if you hung out with us during the course of the week, or indeed during the course of this podcast, because we will take what you can get.
Yeah, yeah, and particular thanks again to OJ, who we would both like to once again say...
is a bollocks.
You're a bollocks.
Absolutely. That's going to become a trend now. We can start, that could be our particular trend.
Yeah, if you want to get called a bollocks, just send €5 in an envelope to Jim McCabe.
Because you know, really you get those shout outs from like past sort of footballers or minor
celebs.
Yeah,
there's an app for us. Yeah.
And you can get them to wish you a birthday request.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
So if we were to set
an
app called... call me a bollocks.
Yeah, you're the bollocks. Yeah, it's just the name of the app. You're the bollocks. And then, you just pay people to
do it. Exactly. If you want to get a special, you know, bollocks shout out to your mate or your brother.
And
your,
it can be anyone else.
Anybody.
Yeah. Sorry, I had a row with me fella. Could you tell him he's a bollocks? No problem.
Brilliant.
Send us on over the thing.
Send over the tenner.
Yeah.
I've increased it from a five.
Sandra's just got on to us, says you're a bollocks. Sort yourself out.
Right. We're off to create that app.
Yeah. And we will talk to you next week. Hopefully.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.